Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine. I tell you what, Don, don't let that last call get you down. I am really excited for you. I think you sound wonderful.
Hey, look, you may be just the kind of guy I'm looking for.
What, Don? You're going to need somebody to keep all them screaming women off of you, and I'll be glad to take care of it for you.
I never thought of that, and I think you'd be just the guy that could maybe handle that.
And that was Renee's comments. If you're just tuning in, we're going back a pretty long time, 3 decades, 30 years ago. We're in our 34th or 35th year, by the way, of doing this show. But 30 years ago, on April 2nd, 1994, we did a show, one of these shows, and I had a tape of myself singing that was recorded in a studio while I was on vacation and didn't have anything to do with the tape, and decided we would pull an April Fool prank on the audience and tell them that there was a possibility I might be leaving the radio show, headed for Nashville at the urging of an agent who promised I had a big future in singing career there. And we took an awful lot of comments. You're hearing a few of them this morning, and we'll get to some more of those, too, a little bit later on. Also, we got some fishing reports coming up. Mike Gallo's going to talk to us. He's the Born on the Bayou guy. Eric Mahabarak, he's going to give us a full report on last weekend's big New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. He participated in the boats on the bayou. And let me tell you, there were some impressive fish caught this year, maybe one of the best years since they've had that rodeo, and it's pretty old. It's the oldest in the country at 78 years. All right, got some texts in. This one says, good morning, happy Easter from Jason and the crew over at Corey's. That's the barbershop I go to. Good morning, Jason. And Oz in Kentwood said, that singing prank is as scary as Orson Welles' War of the Worlds prank. Well, I don't think it was quite that serious. And from 9966 says, Don, I believe you're singing could turn more heads than a coon squaller. LOL. Appreciate your sense of humor. Happy Easter to you and Drew. Yeah, I wish my little co-host buddy Drew was here this morning, but unfortunately he chose to go hunting again during the youth season. He recently made 13, and he's accomplished a lot in hunting and fishing in those 13 years. And last year he got his first turkey. He had been hunting turkeys with me for 4 years. Finally paid off for him. He bagged a turkey, and then he wrote a story about it and sent the pictures and the story in to the Louisiana Wildlife Federation, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, Youth Hunter of the Year competition, which he won, the male youth hunter, and he's going to be honored at a banquet coming up on April the 12th in Baton Rouge. And I'm going to be interested to hear the other three winners' stories. I know all about Drew's story because I was there. And then yesterday started off a great season. It was this year because it was the Easter weekend. Had a three-day youth hunt and began yesterday. And we went out and birds gobbling all around us. A beautiful morning. And I thought I was going to have to administer CPR. He was nervous and both happy and excited at the same time. And he bagged a nice big gobbler, 10 and a half inch beard. Made about a 35-yard shot on it, and quite proud. So hope he gets one today. He'll be tagged out if he gets one here, and the season will be over. If not, maybe we'll go back again tomorrow. Maybe I'll hear from him. All right, we're going to hope to hear from some of our fish and field reporters. Mike Gallo is next. We'll be back with him, and you're also going to hear some more responses from our audience of 30 years ago when we pulled off what I thought was a pretty successful April Fool prank. We're back where you're listening to The Outdoors with Don Dubuque, Radio Network.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And our Born on the Bayou report with Captain Mike Gallo of Angling Adventures of Louisiana is presented by CETO for $249 a year. Get you a membership, which will get you fuel drops whenever and wherever you need it. 24/7 tow-ins, Lord forbid you need that done. Jump starts if you got electrical problems, whatever it takes. They'll get you back safely. It's like a AAA policy on the water. Most importantly, it's peace of mind for you and your loved ones, and it's just one call away. Call Captain Chris. You're going to get him at 504-301-4545. If you like to do business online, a simple click to cto.com will get her done. Let's bring in Captain Mike. And Mike, boy, what a beautiful weekend we got for fishing. Light winds out of the southeast, good tidal range. Friday was one of the biggest fishing days of the year. What have you been doing, and what have you got planned for the rest of the weekend?
Well, Don, I spent half a day yesterday fishing the bridges over Lake Pontchartrain. Fairly productive. It's still March, but you got to stick and move. We continually moved. It was calm winds, a moderate tide, so it was easy to just use the trolling motor and keep a good distance from the bridge. I did find my best success being away from as many boats as possible. A lot of boats were around the North Shore and the South Shore, and I sort of stayed on the fringes of those areas. I fished just away from the South Shore towards Mid Lake on both sides, the north and the south portion of Mid Lake. Had a decent catch. We're starting to see flounders. It seems like every trip we come back with, I don't know, five or six flounder. Yesterday had some good sized ones. The day before, they seemed to be mostly small. There's freshwater catfish mixed in, and it's not uncommon to catch some redfish mixed in as well. We're throwing live shrimp on a drop shot rig. We're also fishing the Matrix Glow was my best bait yesterday on an, you know, I fish a drop shot rig as well. So I think today will be very similar. The weather looks similar. I think the tide is a little bit bigger in its range. But other than that, I think it's going to be a good day.
Mike, what was the pattern you found them on the poles? Were they uptight? Were they on the inside? Were they on the outside of the fallen tide, on the east side? Was it on the west side? You know, there's all different patterns, but it usually holds true. When you find them on one pattern, as you move down the bridges to the different poles, they're always going to be in the same area.
We fished mainly during the falling tide. It was falling in the morning. I suspect it'll be the same right now. And we fished on the east side. I fished the Highway 11 bridge, and I fished the train bridge. I did not fish the twin span. And that was the two bridges that we stayed on, and we stayed on the east side. We did move to the west side of the train bridge for maybe 30 minutes, and my customer said he was ready to go home. It wasn't even 12 o'clock, so I said, well, if you're ready, I'm ready. So we kind of headed on in early.
And you mentioned flounders, freshwater catfish, redfish, any speckled trout.
Oh, yeah. The majority of our catch was speckled trout.
Okay.
I had, and not as many as you would think, being thrown back. You know, I'm sort of looking at my throwbacks in two ways. How many am I throwing back that are over 12 but under 13? And it wasn't many yesterday, maybe five. And then undersized ones, which were under 12, I don't know, we might have had three of those really small ones. Most of our catch were keepable fish. I didn't have any over 20. I think our biggest fish yesterday might have been 17, but good solid fish.
You know, it's early in the season. How available are live shrimp at the marinas around there?
We had a good supply of live shrimp this morning, but I also saw quite a few boats going, you know, past my lodge here on Old Spanish Trail. I don't know how long they'll last, but, you know, if you think back earlier in the week, we had pretty harsh weather Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and that'll prevent the shrimpers from going out and catching shrimp. So if you're going to have a lull or a lack of shrimp, that's probably would have occurred yesterday or Thursday had the marinas run out of their supply. But we've had two decent days of weather, so we should see a fresh supply of shrimp coming into the marinas. If they're not there already, they should be there earlier today or for sure tomorrow.
You mentioned Chaz Champagne's bait, the Matrix Glow. You also caught some on those. What were the best colors?
I like Glow. The Glow color worked best for me. One of the trout that I caught yesterday had a pogey in its stomach. Now, this time of year when I'm cleaning fish, I like to examine the stomach contents of the fish and see if it'll give me any clues as to what lure I should fish. And one had a pogey, and it was a decent-sized pogey, about 3 inches long. And I was fishing a Glow because historically Glow works well for me in the early April time frame. And even though it's not April on the calendar, it sort of feels like April with the water temperatures.
Yeah, and Chaz is going to be there with his Matrix Shad Baits at Marsh and Bayou in Mandeville while we're doing the broadcast next week. So if people want to come out and meet Chaz, he's always got a lot of good information and going to have some special deals on those Matrix Shads too. Well, Mike, good luck to you guys. Sound like you had a good buffet, flounder, freshwater cat, redfish, speckled trout. That's a great Good Friday and Easter weekend catch. If somebody wants to get in on some of the springtime fishing, and actually we're getting close to summer temperatures, we're going to be up in the 80s next week. Tell them how to get a hold of you besides on my website, DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. What's your site and phone number?
Well, Don, you can find me on Facebook at Angling Adventures of Louisiana. My website is an abbreviation of that, which is AAofLA.com. And the telephone is 985-781-7811.
All right, the Pennsylvania boys are getting fired up. We look forward to that fishing trip we got with you coming up in a few weeks. We'll see you then.
All right, Don, we'll see you then, and happy Easter to you and all your listeners.
All righty. Thank you so much, Mike. Good luck today, and we'll talk next week. Mike Gallo, Angling Adventures of Louisiana. All right, when we come back after this, we're going to be joined by Captain Eric Mohabarak, also known as Captain Quint, Raccoon Feet, and several other names that are unmentionable on this show. He's got a full report on how that New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo and the Boats on the Bayou competition went last week, because he was there. And he's next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
And last weekend, Bayou St. John had a lot of strokers that were participating in the boats on the Bayou competition, part of the New Orleans City Park Big Bass Rodeo. And I got to tell you, looking at some of the numbers and what the fish, that those lagoons in City Park gave up some great fish. And I always suggest that to people who don't have a boat and, you know, they want a bank fishing spot in New Orleans City Park. It is managed by the Department of Wildlife and Fisheries, and the bass populations are overseen and managed, and they actually do some shocking surveys and stockings, and they encourage clubs to release fish in there, and there's some good fish in there, as Eric will tell you about. Eric Marhabarak joins us now, and Eric Massey's did a really good job. They were involved in that thing up to the neck. They provided prizes and you know, had a lot of people fishing out of their kayaks, or particularly those Hobies like you use.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They sure did. How you doing this morning? Happy Easter, Don.
Same to you.
But yeah, it was something that Massey's did do, is that they provided free kayaks for someone who didn't have a kayak, who was interested in fishing the boats on the bayou. And they do that every year also. And they also provided all the gift certificates and prizes for the pretty much the whole thing, you know, that involved boats on the bayou. It was a good thing that they did.
And next weekend's a demo day. So they can go out there Saturday and, you know, try before they buy. And tell me about the rental deal. You know, they give you credit for rentals if you decide to buy a boat.
Right. Well, you know, a lot of people come out to the demo day and let's just say they try out a Hobie Outback and, you know, they were like, man, this is a nice kayak. You know, and, you know, where they try it at, it's pretty good. It's in the bayou, so it kind of gives you the open water. But let's say you want to take it down to Delacro or Empire or Port Soft or something like that. And you take the boat out and you get the feel for it, and you're like, hey, man, I like this boat, and I want to buy one. So, you know, the rental fee, I think it's like $50 for an Outback or whatever. But they'll take that off of your new boat fee. Like when you go to buy a new boat, they'll knock off the $50 for you or whatever it is that the charges for the rental fee. So that's a pretty good deal. Save you a little bit of money. You ain't got to spend it all in one place, you know?
Yeah. Well, we're also looking forward to the Bayou Coast Kayak Fishing Club, the 20th annual Paddle Palooza at Bridgeside Marina. We'll talk more about that when we get closer to it. But let's go back to last week. Boats on the Bayou. How did that turn out?
Well, for me, it was a little rough there, Don. But some of my three of my fishing people did very well, as you can see. It was a good turnout. I want to say we had. I want to say we must have 50, 60 boats out there, you know, considering the conditions. We were getting blown around with, 15 to 20 mile an hour winds, maybe 25 mile an hour winds. It was pretty, when it's rough in the bayou, you know, it's a hard time.
Yeah, for sure. But fishermen turned out and did quite well. Steve Neese caught a beautiful fish and won that Cape Lorraine Award.
Yeah. He also took the Frog Lawyer's title away after 3 years, which is a huge deal. And congrats to Steve. He did a great job. That's one of my fishing friends. you know, and, you know, we got the world angler Chris Holmes. He came in second place, you know, with a 2-pounder, but and then Aiden Hammond. And then what's interesting too, Don, is all three of these positions, and also with the other, what they call the other category, were filled with they all had Hobie kayaks. So, you know, that says a lot about the boats. You know, the young man Aiden, I had actually talked to him right after he caught that fish. After I figured out I couldn't catch no more fish where I was at.
Yeah, well, that other category turned up just right under 10 pounds, 9.99 blue cat for our buddy Chris Holmes. So he was busy, took second place in the bass and first place in the other category, and Daniel Chacon had a catfish. And then our friend, I didn't know she had this title, the world-famous Mississippi River Queen, Robin Bull.
That's right. Yeah, she's the catfish queen and the Mississippi catfish queen.
Somebody ought to make a song. That sounds like a song title, you know, Mississippi River Catfish Queen. You know,
need to get you to write a song, Don. I think that would be good.
Yeah, definitely, but not singing. Definitely. You can handle the singing part, as people have heard this morning.
Yeah, you don't want me to sing, Don.
Yeah. I'll tell you the festival part of it, which is the celebration after the awards presentation. You had a big crowd out there, huh?
John, you know what? It keeps growing every year, and I don't. You know, it's just not the fisher people. It's a community thing. It's absolutely wonderful, you know, with the high school teams and the kids and the adults and the elderly folks and everything. It's really it's really grown into a full festival. I mean, it doesn't last, you know, past 1 o'clock, but it draws such a gathering, and you got. What is Cafe Du Monde right there, or whatever, where people get the coffee and donuts, and they come out and they watch the thing that's going on. And, you know, the park was absolutely wonderful. The bumping on that day when we were out there, the crowds were unbelievable. It was just something to see.
Yeah, you know, my good friend who has passed on, Kate Lorraine, she started the comeback.
Yeah.
That rodeo had pretty much hit a bottom out, and she got involved. You know, she was the rod and reel gal that collected the fishing poles and got it going. And now Danica Williams has taken over. Danica's a Department of Wildlife and Fisheries employee, but she does this as a volunteer, and she has done a phenomenal job in keeping that thing growing. And
the
giving up some big fish, man. There was Damon Fry won. He had over 5-pound bass in the Champions Challenge, and somebody had a really big, it was like a 7.76, and won the Joe Corsell Award. I think that was Frank Woolley won the bass category with that. And then the Paul Kalman Award was a 2.78. That's the kids' bass category. And, you know, then we talked about Damon Fry. You know, he won the Champions Challenge with a little over a 5-pound bass. So, you know, you're talking 7, 5s, 4s. That's some really good fishing for those lagoons.
Yeah, Don, you know, and that's something else. Actually, you know, Steve won with a 4.5-pound fish. You know, the last 2 years in the bayou itself, and without counting the ponds, because they have some 9s and 10s in the ponds, and they also have I know of at least one 10-pounder in Bayou St. John. But, you know, the numbers of these fish sizes, people don't realize, you know, they travel all north of Louisiana, Alabama, and all these other states and everything to catch these big, giant fish. But, you know, they're sitting right there in the backyard in City Park.
And it's free. There's no charge to fish there.
It's free.
Yeah.
No charge whatsoever. Just got to have your fishing license.
Yeah.
You know, and
that's it.
You can keep the fish, but, you know, I'd like to see them let go, but that's up to me. But if you catch them, you know, take a measurement and let's see a little mount. You know, one of them recreative mounts. You ain't got to do a skin mount no more. They last a lot longer.
Right. Just take a good side length picture and you can get your fish mounted. Erica, we got to run. Yeah. We have out of time. If somebody wants to get a hold of you and book a kayak fishing trip where you not only learn instruction about operating a kayak but also how to fish from them and catch fish, tell them how to get you.
Well, you can get in touch with me on your website, Don Dubuque, the Outdoors Guy. Or you can just, you know, look on Facebook, Instagram, the Louisiana Kayak Company, or just hit me up, 504-313-8292.
All right. Have fun, my friend. Happy Easter to you, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, Don. Y'all be good, man. Have a safe Easter. We'll see you later.
All righty. When we come back after this, going to tell you the case of the three Froggers turned boat rustlers. We got the bad boys of the outdoors next on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
You're listening to Outdoors with Don Dubuque. Now, here's Don.
Nibbling on the sponge cake. Watching the sun bake. All of the tourists covered with oil.
Oh, man. And that's what some thought about my singing. 30 years ago, an April Fool prank on April 2nd, 1994. We pulled that one off on the audience, and it was a lot of fun. All right, we got some bad boys to tell you about. Went on a boat stealing spree. They started off frogging and turned it into boat rustling. Their story's next after our local stations identify themselves on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. Agents Corporal Brent Hebert, Corporal Chelsea King, Sergeant Jake Darden, and Agent Ethan Arbor were alerted on February 25th about a stolen boat near Maurepas off the Chincapin Canal and learned that Triton Bersaget, Keegan Perkins, and Dawson Landry were involved in its theft, and during questioning admitted to stealing two vessels in the early morning hours of February 24th. Their story was that while they were frogging in a bateau, they stole an 18-foot bass boat with a 150 engine from a residence on the Chincapin Canal. The trio then rowed around in that stolen boat until they found an aluminum vessel with a 25-horsepower motor in a slip in the canal, and said, oh, what the heck, let's get this one too. So using the stolen bass boat, they hooked up and towed the aluminum boat to their truck and trailer, where they loaded it up and set the bass rig afloat in the canal. Now, later that morning, a neighbor found the drifting bass boat, recovered it, and returned it to its owner. Bersaget and Perkins then dropped Landry off at his truck so he could go home, and they took the stolen aluminum boat to the New River Canal in Ascension Parish, where they took off the motor, running lights, fuel tank, and jack plate, and set the aluminum vessel adrift in the New River Canal. A neighbor found that boat drifting, and the agents returned it, the motor, running lights, fuel tank, and jack plate, back to the owner. Bersaget, in the meantime, also fessed up to killing a deer in Ascension Parish in December without possession of a license or tags, for which he faces a $750 fine plus $1,624 in civil restitution, and for two counts of boat theft, facing a $10,000 fine and 10 years in jail, are three 18-year-olds, Keegan K. Perkins of Gonzales, Dawson C. Landry of Napoleonville, and Triton D. Bersaget of Sanama, our bad boys of the outdoors. Yeah, well, we didn't catch any many frogs, so let's go steal a couple boats and strip them down and sell the parts. And, well, they got caught, and hopefully we'll do their time. All right, we come back after this. We got more fishing report stuff from Captain Ryan Lambert. We call him the Plastic Man, and he'll be joining us right after this on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network. And the Plastic Man, Captain Ryan Lambert of Cajun Fishing Adventures, joins us. And, Ryan, am I not mistaken, this is either your first or second favorite time of the year right now?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say. I just love it. I just love all of it. I just get up every day and just, let's do it. Let's go. let's find what's out there. This time coming up is going to be good because the trout are going to start coming out. This full moon last week, the trout will start coming out the winter haunts, and they'll start coming into the bays and heading for the Gulf along with all the bait. So, yeah, it's a lot of nice trout this month. April is really good for big trout. You know, there's certain places you can fish because there's certain places that only 20-inch trout are better or there. So, if you want to keep trout, you won't be able to fish those spots. There are those spots this time of year.
Well, you know, we got a little bit of a, looks like a fall in the river coming, huh?
Well, it's at 7.9 now, and it's going to go down to 6 by the third quarter of the month. And it's going to stay low. I mean, there's no snow up north to speak of. You know, that El Nino kept the north dry and the cool south, so we had a lot of 40-degree weather down here, but they didn't have the snow to speak of up there. So I don't think it's going to come up. It might stay around this area for a while, but come June, it's going to drop like a rock, and it's going to be another fabulous year for fishing in the river and fishing along the coast. But, you know, the ducks will suffer because it'll kill aquatic vegetation when the salt comes rushing in. But, it's how it was last year. We killed 5,000. So, it's all relative.
I had a couple of those whistlers show up in my pond. I think they were migrants from your pond. They got too crowded over there, and they were looking for more spacious areas to stretch their wings out a little bit. I hadn't seen many of them, but two of them showed up this week.
Oh, God, I had 500 of them on my pond, and the full moon came, and they moved. And I got about maybe 200 now, but 300 of them moved off. And Ms. Corman's got her old 19. They greet her every morning, sitting on the lawn furniture, waiting for her to go put the corn out. So they stayed all year. They didn't leave. So she's happy, and it's all good right now. The boys did really well yesterday again. I saw one boathead trout, one boathead sheephead. That's what they wanted to go after. All the rest of them had their redfish. So it's all good. You know, it's all east, though. You know, the trout, we can catch them on the west. We've got to wait till the high tide. Today it's at 6 o'clock in the evening. So right before dark, you better smack some nice trout over there. So it's good.
You know, this weekend is a big one for crawfish boils and family get-togethers and fish fries. If somebody wants to go out, you know, sheephead, there's no limit on size or creel limits on. You can get all you want. If somebody's fishing down there on that east side of the river, there's not a lot of piling structure or seawalls or, you know, rigs where normally you would find them. How do you search out sheephead over in that area and find them?
Well, they get on the points. Not so much yet, but soon they'll get on all the points. And if you can get the aquatic vegetation in that clear water, they love that clear water. I mean, I'll be sight fishing. I'll see hundreds of them. I mean, I'm hundreds of them in the summertime. So right now it's just points, and they'll be coming out the deep water here shortly. Right now they're still deep. So when they get off of that, you know, west side, east side, both sides have them on a deeper structure. So you go up the structure, a bunch of pilings or something, and you scrape the barnacles and hang on, because that sums them up pretty good.
Yeah, well, you know, I know you don't like to use shrimp, but, you know, you pretty much got to use live bait. Although you can, I have caught sheephead on artificials too, but
if you really want
to be successful, you got to go pretty much with dead shrimp.
You know something that other people use that we don't use much here, and that's filler crabs. And we've got so many filler crabs, I'd be afraid to go sleep on the bank for fear I'd become a skeleton in an hour. But we have so many of them, and we don't fool with that. I mean, that's a great sheephead bait, too. You drop that down on the pilot, partner, it won't be long.
You know, I ran into a guy one time who was had a big pile of sheephead, and he was fishing on the seawall. And I asked him what he was using, and he says, I got a special bait. He took like a treble hook, and he was taking oysters and putting oysters on a treble hook and wrapping them with little pieces of cheesecloth to hold them together. And the sheephead couldn't get them off of that. But, I mean, I don't know if I'm willing to trade a good, big, juicy oyster for a sheephead.
That's how I feel about shrimp, too. That's, you know, filler crab I can deal with. You know, yeah. I'm not going to eat them anyhow.
Yeah.
Yeah. One thing I do want to mention, how passionate I am about my diversions, but they need to get mid-barataria back online, because that erosion is heading toward the west, and there's literally every day I see, and there's nothing left. There's nothing left in Burris already, but it's heading towards that area, and there's not going to be anything left, and we won't have any estuary for our redfish and trout to raise up, and without that, no ducks, we're done. We've got to have that thing back online.
What is the holdup right now? I know they put a pause on it. When is that?
Clackamas Parish is suing over permits, and before the state said, okay, we'll bring it to higher court. This time they didn't. And I think they're going to have the court's going to be in Plaquemines most probably. But without it, we're done. You know, they said people are going to drown. Well, guess what? The water is on the levee already in Burris. I mean, next hurricane, we have zero protection, none whatsoever. So if we don't get it and start building, and I hear people saying on the radio that There's no way the land can come above the water. You know better, and I know better, because you've seen what I've done on the east side. And not only does it come up, but it's got 20,000 trees on it within 3 years. So, yeah, it can be done, and it can be done really well. And you know, why do we fish on the east side with 500,000 cubic feet per second and we can't get on the west side? You know, there's a reason for it. Mother Nature built this like that, and that's the way it's got to be. We've got to get that back online, and we've got to keep going with our CPRA.
Yeah, and they got to not only refresh it like that and pour sediment in, they've also got to do some stuff that happens quicker, you know, some dredging and filling. That's an instant fix, but you got to have something that
I know how to manipulate that water to make it grow really quick. I mean, we've done it within 3 years. We've got 2,800 acres. But, you know, when they start talking about rocking the coast, all they're going to do is have a rocks around a big hole, because people have a fallacy that the water is washing it away. It's subsiding. It sinks because it's compact. It's made of clay. So as it compacts, and historically the river would overflow every year and put new sediment out there, and it would put more sediment than the compaction for that year. So if they put rocks around the coast, all it's going to do, the whole middle is going to sink, and we're going to have rocks around nothing.
No, it takes a comprehensive plan of a lot of different things to do.
The CPRA has it. You know, they've got a lot of marsh creation, which is dredging, and they have the diversions, and that's the natural way to build it. And I support them 1,000%.
Well, it's too precious to lose, that's for sure. And I know you do a big job, good job of fighting to keep it. Ryan, thanks so much for the report and the chat. We always love talking with you. We'll catch up with you again next week. Go catch some of those big mama trout.
I'm on my way to the Bahamas today, and I'm going bone fishing this week.
All righty.
In Florida right now. We're flying a little while to go to the Bahamas. So
we'll send us some pictures.
We'll do, buddy. We'll do.
All righty. Thank
Happy
you much.
Happy everybody.
Oh, you too. Ryan Lambert, Cajun Fishing Adventures. All right, we come back. I got some more texts we'll share with you. And also kind of wrap up our April Fool Day prank from 30 years ago. We've been hearing some of the excerpts. We'll kind of let you hear a couple more of those. We'll be back right after this pause on the Outdoors with Don Dubuque Radio Network.
Using our fish line. Jimmy, what you got to say this morning?
Don.
Yes, sir.
Can't leave us. But if you do, can I have your job?
You want this job? Do you really want? Did you hear my answer machine recording?
Well, if you're going to make a career move, can't I make one too?
Absolutely.
You know,
I'll tell you.
I mean, I work in an oil refinery, so I have to be there 5 days a week, 6 days a week. So I'd rather have a job like yours, work Saturday morning, Monday evening, stuff like that.
Well, I tell you what, put your application in, send it to that address I just gave you, and you'll be number one for consideration. If I go. What do you think? You think I should go?
Well, I would rather see you stay. It gives me something to do on Saturday morning when I'm not working. I can get up and listen to you talk on the radio. Tell me about fishing, tell me about hunting, tell me what's going on, you know, in the final frontier, maybe over in Lafayette area.
Yeah.
I'd rather see you stay.
Well, what about...
You can sing good, I'll give you that. I mean, it sounds good, but if you want, I mean, you can go to Mustang Salads if you want to sing.
Yep, and that was Jimmy 30 years ago on an April Fool prank. I think Jimmy kind of bought in like some of the others did. All right, let me get to our text message board here. It says, who's using oysters for bait? I'm telling Dragos about this. Yes, it's me, Deb. She's in Florida, but now someday she will be back here. Well, hopefully we'll welcome you back, Deb. All right, here's one that says, Don, I used to wish I could sing. After hearing your practical joke from 1994, now I wish you could sing. LOL, happy Easter. That's from Old Man Sam in Hammond. Boy, you got a great point there, Old Man Sam. And this one says, Don, you and Uncle Larry not helping my Ozempic. Don't know if I want to eat some Double D or cook me a butterball turkey. That's from Big Mike on Bayou Liberty. All right, want to remind y'all, next week we have an on-the-road show. We'll be at Marsh and Bayou in Mandeville. They're opening the store up early for us, 5 a.m. It's going to be their annual spring fling. We've been there before. 10-cup whiskey samples. That'll wake you up. Turtle box deals. Food, drink, door prizes, and big discounts. Blaine Salter's going to be there showing you how to use that crappie jigging pole. And you can catch other fish on it, too. There's special deals on rods and reels. Chaz Champagne from Matrix Shad's going to be out there with some of his baits. Got a new boat shoe called, I think it's Scooze or Scoozy, something like that. You need to come out there and take a look at it. Come out and say hello and join in all the fun. That's going to be the Spring Fling. Saturday, April 6th, that's 1 week from today. A little bit later on in the month of April, 27th, we'll be at Covey Rise. I'm participating as a team member on the Double D Sporting Clays team for the Louisiana State Trooper L benefit shoot, and we'll be doing a live broadcast. By the way, I was just up there last weekend with Preston Hickey, who is a defensive tackle for LSU. We were filming a Tigers in the Wild episode. His dad, Tim Hickey, and Preston and I had a wonderful quail hunt up there at Covey Rise. That's just one of the many things they do up there. And if you want to come by and see us then, we'll be there from 5 to 7 and hanging around for the Sporting Clays shoot a little bit later. It's a beautiful place, really, and they offer a lot to the public, so you may want to get in on that. All right, that's going to wrap it up for us. Again, we had our April Fool prank 30 years ago. You've been hearing some of the comments. I was recording a song and telling the audience I was on the fence about whether I would leave or continue to do the show. And, well, you know the answer. I'm still here 30 years later. And here's some more excerpt, the final excerpt on our April Fool prank from 30 years ago right here on The Outdoor Show.
Wasting away again.
Oh, yeah. Margarita. Jimmy Buffett gets wind of this, he'll be shaking in his boots, believe me. Well, folks, it's about that time to make the big decision, and I know this is probably going to disappoint a lot of my closest friends. You just heard Renee and Paul and Jim say that, you know, they were ready to go. They'll sell their businesses, leave. That's how much faith they had in me. But I was just notified by my producer that the agent that I was discussing this matter with just called, and he's left me. He's run off with the Judds. He's nowhere to be found, and he's kind of left me high and dry. So it looks like, folks, you're going to be stuck with me here. Yes, I'm staying here, and we will be continuing The Outdoor Show. And as one of the callers said, you never know, you know, about these things. You'll be wondering maybe for the rest of your life, could you have really made it? Well, maybe I'll never know. But for now, back to the slimy fish, the long hours, and the aggravating tape machine. And we'll be with you again next Saturday morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.